unbelievable performances from the Breslin Center, and champions are crowned underwater. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. There's 1 week left in the winter season, but it will be hard to top the second to last week, where four boys basketball and three boys Lower Peninsula swimming and diving champions were crowned. Let's start on the hardwood. Nearly 33,000 fans attended the Breslin Center over the 3 days of play, the most since 2019. And they saw some fantastic basketball featuring buzzer beaters, overtime, two first-time champions, and two winning a second championship. Let's start in Division IV. Concord won its first title, knocking off Detroit Douglas 60-47. Connor Stevens had 15 points and 19 rebounds for the Yellow Jackets. Douglas led by four at the break, but Concord pulled away in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Hurricanes 19-6 in the final stanza. In Division III, Pawama Westphalia won a second title in hoops, beating Arts and Technology Academy of Pontiac 61-57. PW's first title came in 2019. Grady Eklund poured in 26 for the Pirates in the win. Division II saw another first-time winner, Freeland. The Falcons defeated Hudsonville Unity Christian 42-32. Tristan Comer had 12-10 in the win. And in Division I, Rockford beat East Lansing, the defending state champs, 54-50. Eli White had the game-winning basket with less than a minute remaining for the Rams. Rockford also won the title in 2003. For more on a great weekend of hoops in East Lansing, check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, staying at the Breslin Center for these, ATAP's Lewis Lovejoy scored 41 in a Division III final loss. It's the seventh highest points total in MHSAA finals history. East Lansing's KJ Torbert had 23 points in a semifinal win over Bloomfield Hills' Brother Rice, including the game-winning three-pointer with 1.5 seconds left in the game. And on the other side of that one, Brother Rice freshman Jordan McDaniel had 31 points, an outstanding performance by the ninth grader.
The Michigan Achievement Scholarship is funding every grad, every path. Odds are, your high school senior or recent grad will qualify for tuition-free community college, up to $27,500 at a public or private university, or up to $4,000 for a trade school or career training program, no matter their GPA. Wherever your child is headed, there's free money to get them there. Simply fill out the FAFSA to apply. Get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
When watching a college or NBA game, the last 2 minutes of the game can seem like it takes forever, especially in recent years where more and more judgment calls made by officials are subject to instant replay. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or confirm or overturn a call made during the course of the contest. The only time video review is used in basketball at the high school level is at the MHSAA semifinal and final games. In these games, video review can be used only to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot was a 2-point or 3-point field goal attempt. The MHSAA believes that this very limited use of replay in these games at the very end of the tournament series in boys and girls basketball is the right call.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. From the hardwood to the pool, Ann Arbor Pioneer is your Division I Lower Peninsula boys swim and dive champs. This gives Pioneer five titles in the last 6 years after finishing second a year ago. Pioneer had first place finishes in four of the 12 events. Northville was second. In D2, another second place finisher last year is on top this year. Byron Center won its first championship, holding off the University of Detroit Jesuit. Byron Center was also first in four of the 12 events. And in Division III, Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood won a fourth straight title. Holland Christian was second in D3. Cranbrook took first in three events. For more on all of the action at the boys' Lower Peninsula swim and dive finals, check us out online at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. This is our last installment of the school year. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back in the fall.